name is Chips and Salsa. I mean, Mr. Random.
In a world where two guys in a room talk about whatever they want, and our host today is Mr. Random.
And Rudolph.
And we welcome you to
Two Guys in a Room.
Hello?
Two Guys in a Room.
You guys have been listening to Two Guys in a Room. You've listened to probably about three episodes up until this point. But today we are going to do a reflection show. Now this show is going to be all about what the kids learned, how they liked the class, and we'll find out if they actually want to make their own podcast one day. This is where I basically kind of introduce the DJs to y'all, and they are going to be the ones taking interviews. You guys ready?
Yeah.
So you guys have to excuse Mr. Random because he's very random.
His name is Mr. Random, for crying out loud.
So any sounds that you hear in the background is probably going to be Mr. Random.
I'm Mr. Random, baby.
So you guys ready? I'm about to ask you guys questions, so make sure you guys get ready to answer these questions. Where did you come up with your DJ name, Mr. Random?
I just thought it up. Also, I had help from Mr. Road Dog. I got Mr. Road Dog because I don't know. And I just thought up what I am. I am Random. And just tagged on Mr. because I call myself just Random. Sound weird, so I put on Mr. Random.
All right, sounds about right. So, Road Dog, what made you come up with your DJ name? Is it something that you often call yourself, or you just came up with it?
So, my Xbox username is actually Roro Diggity Dog. So, I usually, for online games, I shorten it down to Road Dog with two G's, and so that's what I use for a nickname, and even in school, that's what I use for a nickname.
All right, sounds great. Well, if you guys don't know, my DJ name is Prina. Prina Dean, what you mean? A lot of people don't know that, but only you guys, the listeners of this show, can find out my secret radio DJ name.
Or everyone that's done a podcast with in this class before.
I've already listened to her podcasts, so I already know.
You only listened to the last podcast I've been done.
All right, you guys. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to ask you two questions, and then y'all just going to answer it one at a time.
Yeah.
All right? So, two guys in a room, Road Dog and Mr. Random.
The Random.
Can you guys remember what are some of the main rules to recording a podcast?
So, one of them is you have to be sitting in a chair with no wheels, so you're not messing around, fooling around. But Mr. Random can do that because obviously he is random.
Yes, I am. Very random. Another rule, don't let it go red, because if it goes red, the sound does not work.
But okay. There's editing for that, Mr. Random. So you don't really need to worry.
All right, so
then we have to edit it out.
Good job. Good job, Mr. Random.
My ears hurt.
Now, you don't have to wear your headphones.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you guys were able to use real equipment in here. The other class didn't really get to use real equipment.
We were the first ones here.
They actually used headphones plugged inside of a computer, but you guys actually got to use real microphones and a whole system.
Get right.
Did you guys enjoy using the actual system, and do you think it made a difference in how you guys sound?
So I've actually listened to the last podcast, which is called It's a Clubcast.
Go check it out.
And so it's really cool. I honestly, it doesn't sound as good as ours.
Because we better than them.
Maybe because we have different equipment that they didn't have. Not
because we're still better than them.
Not to be bragging, Mr. Random.
I'm gonna be bragging as much as I want. I'm Mr. Random. You know who I am.
You're allowed to brag randomly.
Well, I am.
That's random. All your bragging rights cover.
So basically everything I can brag about, because I'm Mr. Random. I can brag about being an eagle even though I'm not an eagle. What the heck?
All right, so this is the last question I'm going to ask you guys, just so we can go ahead and wrap this up.
Great.
Mr. Random, how do you think learning how to podcast can help you in the future?
I don't.
You don't think it can help you at all?
That was a joke. I think it would help you with maybe public speaking, considering most of the time you're just speaking, and that's all that anyone notices, because it's not like a YouTube video with all the visuals and this other stuff and the editing. No, it's just people talking.
All right, so Road Dog, how do you think learning how to do a podcast can help you in the future with either careers or just things you like to do in your free time?
I actually know this. In middle school, which is the school that I'm going into next year, they actually check your social media accounts. So I have my own podcast account, and so they will check that. They will listen to that. I think that will be really good to have someone other than my family listen to my podcasts. And it can help with job interviews if you don't actually want to be there in person. And it can help with going to college. So you can have letters of recommendation sent off already, but you can have a podcast sent in a digital form.
Laziness taken to a whole new level.
Yes, and schooling laziness taken to a whole new level.
Even job laziness taken to a whole new level.
Mr. Randall, I'm gonna ask you a yes or no question.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
That you weren't supposed to do.
Did you like this podcast class?
A simple yes. I didn't do anything wrong.
So I didn't like it. I loved it because this actually inspired me to make my own podcast at home. I'm still working on it with something called Spreaker, which is what we actually publish it on.
Yeah, we do have it on Spreaker. Go check it out.
And then we publish it onto other
things.
Are you
already
things.
Checking it out?
Which then publish it onto other things.
All right, guys. Thank God for stereo recording.
Yeah.
You be saying a lot of random stuff under your breath, Mr. Random.
Because I'm Mr. Random. I mean, I'm the king of random.
Go ahead and end the podcast. Make sure you let your kids listen. If you are interested in learning how to podcast, you can contact me on the information below.
One last thing before we end. Can I get it for ya?
Whee!
So, James.
This is two guys in a room. Goodbye. And now we are ending.
Finally. I'm not in the podcast anymore. Because it ended.
This is two guys in a room with Mr. Random.
And Road Dog.
Thanks for listening.
You're supposed to leave now.